Field, Missouri River Natural Resources District Board of Directors meeting, May 11, 2023. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Item two, meeting procedures. A copy of the Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Revised State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414 is posted on the back wall of this meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for today's meeting, I would like to announce the procedure that will be used with respect to each agenda item. The directors will hear the subcommittee chairman's report with their proposals and recommendation. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chair. Lastly, directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chairman. We ask that the public not interrupt directors' discussion and action. Thank you. Item three, quorum call.
Bonnet.
Present.
Bradley.
Here.
Conley.
Here.
Dixon.
Here.
Eller.
Here.
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 McCormick.
Here.
Caesar.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
Here. 100% attendance is nice. Item four, adoption of agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Caesar and McCormick. Roll call.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Eller.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
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 McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Yes. Item five, adoption of consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
No idea who that was. Roll call.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Ballard.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Henningsen.
Yes. Thank you, Gene. Item six, I have proof of publication of this meeting, and it will become part of the permanent record of the meeting. Item eight, agency association reports. A, Natural Resource Conservation Service report is a written report by Andy Bonecamp. If you have not read that, please take a look at that. Item B, NARD report, Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The NARD will be holding a board meeting on Monday, June 12th. At the Holiday Inn in Kearney, and we also have the NARD Annual Basin Tour June 12th to 13th in Kearney, and my wife and I are going to be out of state, and so Tim is going to represent the district at the meeting. And that concludes my report.
All right. Thank you, Director Teaser. Thanks for doing that, Tim.
You bet.
Item 8C, legislative report by Tim Gay of Catalyst Public Affairs. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Keep it short. I'm going to cover some of the things that I covered last month for some of you that weren't here. But basically, you've been watching a big filibuster, and so have we. There's not a lot of bills that were going in a traditional way where you'd go and debate them and talk about the merits and this and that. So what happened, they combined many bills into one, and pretty much they don't talk about that bill, and then they will go just pass it on cloture, and you figure out what's in it later. I hate to say it's become a little bit like Washington, but it is what it is. We sent the report out, and you can see, though, there was a big year and still going on for water issues and the budget, the Perkins Canal and other things. I won't go over every single one of those, but there was a lot of different funds going to water, and the Lincoln Water Supply and the Sarpy Sewer and just different things happening there, drinking water, the MED, and they got some money. So there's money moving around through the ARPA process, and I won't get into all that, but they use some of that money for these big, big projects. The Natural Resources Committee, which we usually follow mostly, they usually get two priority bills, and the individual senator priority bills didn't really happen this year as much as they would in normal years. So the committee bills seem to be getting out. They'd combine everything into a committee bill. So the Natural Resources Committee bill got out, and the things that are in that are more energy related because they knew these water issues were going to be in other bills like the budget. So like I say, they talked about this hydrogen hub and a few other things that were of interest. So while that's interesting, that's what it is. There were some of the game and parks things in there, and nothing that I thought was major, but maybe I missed something. But there's some game and parks issues in that natural resources bill as well. Their second bill, I don't think that's going to get to the floor. I could be wrong, though. I said my new rule is don't ever say something is going to happen because it could. So, but unlikely because they're stretching out budget and tax bills right now. So that'll probably take the next few weeks, and we're in day 75 or 76. 76. Josh is counting for sure. So we're cruising along. That sounds like there's a lot of time left, but there really isn't when you're taking 12 hours, 8 hours on general file, 4 hours on select, and two on final reading, and every single one of those is being filibustered. They were getting through just about 1.5 bills a day. Now they're on select file getting through maybe two on an 8-hour day, been working all night. So, yeah, Kevin.
Even like the last few days, it's still a nonstop filibuster?
Yeah.
That's not slowed down at all.
Every night this week, they worked past 9 o'clock and once late till 11:30, and they probably had 5 bills they got through.
Wow.
All day.
Okay.
So it's not fun probably right now being a state senator because you're sitting around pretty much watching a filibuster, and then you vote on it. So you don't get a debate back and forth like you and I are debating about, well, why do we have this in the bill? Why don't we? So we've lost a lot of that this year, unfortunately. I think that will change. So there's a rule. They're going to look at the rules hard next year. There could either be a big rules fight and not change them or change the rules. Who knows what will happen? That's the one I don't want to guess on. But there, on the budget, positive things that happened on the budget, there's a lot of things that are going on. They're buried in that budget. So we're going to look through the bills, all of them after they pass, just in case we missed anything, or we find little nuggets that we did miss, like, oh, gosh, we should have told, the NRD this. So bear with us a little bit. That'll just be a written report. We'll send it to John. Been talking to John a lot. We're just doing an interim study on some of the floodway mitigation on RVs and things like that. So the interim studies are done next week. You can still introduce them till day 85. So we're looking at that. We've been helping as much as we can with him on some of the block, the Union Pacific BN bridge issue. That still has to be resolved. I think it'll be better when the senators have more time to focus on things and whatever happens with that. But we wanted to have a lot more, or at least I wanted to have some more opportunities to get in front of these senators, one-on-one lunches. That didn't happen a lot either because what they did, they shortened their lunch hour. They work right through it an awful lot. So it just wasn't conducive to come down and have a nice lunch, introduce, whoever your client would be. This summer, though, that's definitely on the agenda, and I think some of the senators would welcome that change as well. So with that, I don't think just a few things. The Senator the Blood's her constitutional amendment isn't going to be on there. They do have to get to the voter ID bill, which is probably going to take a little while. But the constitutional amendment where they had to fund no unfunded mandates, which is kind of important for local governments, it got a priority, but it's not going to be heard this year. So maybe early next year they'll take that up, or maybe they won't. I don't know. So, but that's, I wish I could say there's more going on, but right now it's very slow, just watching paint dry. They're done today, they adjourned, and they'll be out Friday and Monday, and back on Tuesday to finish up some controversial bills in the budget, and then whatever else the speaker wants to do. So with that, any questions that I could try to answer?
Josh?
Tim, do you have if and when 565 comes up, it's kind of Katie bar the door to try to attach other things to it. Is there a broader list of things that we're monitoring that, because Germanus doesn't appear to be that strict this year either.
Yeah, that's true. If and when it gets up there. No, there hasn't been a ton. It's things we don't want to have happen, kind of. We're in there.
Well, then that's fine.
Budget, there's some riparian vegetation money in there.
to me, it looks like everything got thrown into the budget. How can I find a way to take this bill and throw it in the budget? I don't know about you, but that's what we've been finding. It's like, well, how the heck did that appear? And Director Anderson makes a good point, too. A lot of times it's supposed to be one issue, one bill, kind of you could add an amendment on that's related, germane. That is not the case. They've pretty much looked the other way on that. And you can introduce a water bill possibly with an education bill probably. I haven't seen that one yet, but you never know. So that's an important piece. When they put on Tuesday, there's a bill with 28 bills in it, in one bill. So you tell me, you know, how do you follow 28 different tax bills in one bill? Mm-hmm. So that's probably the glaring example.
So. Dr. Thompson?
On that very topic, is it up to the speaker to say yay or nay, technically or legally? So he can allow that, or just if you want to be he or she. We're only going to do one.
Yeah, yes, yes and no. And Josh, you can correct me if I'm wrong on this. It's up to the speaker as much as he can tell you as a committee chair, here's what I'd like you to follow. If you don't follow it, I won't schedule your bill.
Okay.
That's his power. But what they've said, the way I understand it, is, okay, I understand you're frustrated. We're in this filibuster. We need to pass a lot of things. We want to get something done this session, so we didn't waste our time. They're saying that many of these bills in my bill are consent agenda. Oh, if we had a consent agenda, there's nothing in this. Don't look the other way. Don't worry about it. But that's anybody's interpretation, up to the chairman of the committee. Now, somebody can go, when you bring that bill up, and say to whoever's the presiding officer in that chair, can challenge that, and they have done that, and they will continue to do that, and they say, I want this divided up, which helps and doesn't help. But I haven't seen much where they're overruling the chair and say it's not germane. Haven't seen it yet this year. Could.
The second question is maybe an opinion. Sure, there's filibustering going on, and us as citizens, why do they do that? Well, it's a right. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, why do senators introduce those types of bills knowing that's going to be filibustered? Do we, as a society, as a state, say, no, it's your fault, or it's your fault? And how do you, the latest amendment to the abortion bill would be specific. So, you know that it was going to be filibustered. You know, the first attempt died. And, that's a senator's right, but I'm asking kind of your
unofficial
opinion, if you want to address it otherwise.
No.
Okay.
Resounding no.
Yeah.
Procedurally, I was watching, I was trying to get something on 705 on Monday night, and they were supposed to be talking about 705, and I was watching Kavanaugh, and she was speaking, obviously in a filibuster, she was talking about the color of the paint on the pillars and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. How long can she speak as a filibuster? Do they get a half hour? Do they get an hour? Because she kept looking at her phone and trying to read stuff off her phone just to kill the time.
Yeah, that was a four-hour filibuster.
So she's talking 4 hours?
You get eight on the general file, first round, four on the select file, and two on the final reading.
The same person has to speak for 4 hours?
No.
Okay.
You can get help. Let's say you and I don't like it. You can get help, and I do most of the talking. I'm just writing amendments, like add a comma behind line six, and I get 3 times 5 minutes to talk to that. Or I could say, and I could keep turning in 30, 40 amendments, and that's how they do that. They keep going and going. And the point you made, which is the frustration of most everybody, I think, is they were supposed to be talking about it at 7:05.
Yeah, but they weren't.
And they weren't, right?
No, she was reading messages on her phone.
Yeah, and that's another rule, too, that's not being enforced. You're supposed to be talking about the merits of the bill or something in that bill, and that's been thrown out the window, too. But it'd be like your own meeting. You're on your own meeting. You guys do what you want to do, and they make up their own rules. So that's the rules they're going by right now. They're going to change that, probably.
It's just frustrating because it seems like it's been a wasted year. But
yeah.
So.
It has. I mean, there's the one thing they need to do is pass this budget, and they did. And they rearranged some ARPA money. I don't know what the heck's going to happen for the rest of this year, but yeah, it's just been what's wasted for some is good for others.
Good for others.
So there's two sides to it. So
I rather enjoyed under LB 77 the concealed carry when they're talking about the inspection of poultry, sheep, and water, and
That's when actually so many things were in that bill, in the government bill. But that's when they did talk about the concealed carry was back and forth because it's something they can all talk about, kind of. So, but rarely, like, on any of these other, there's other complex bills other than that. And Senator passed that bill, and that was good for him. But, yeah, there were a lot of different ones in that, too, because they knew that was probably going to pass.
Right.
So you're kind of keeping your fingers crossed. And the more they do that, of course, the more chance you got.
Sure.
If your bill's in there, you know, yeah. Director Thompson's and Director Henning's, we all have bills that want to pass. It's, like, easier to go, yes.
Thank you.
So, anyway.
The Perkins Canal thing, there's $574 million for next year. Are they negotiating with Colorado on this canal at this point, or is Colorado?
They talked a lot on that, Director Japp, a lot, and they still will be, and they will be next year and forever. The money goes, it's year by year, and they got to keep making progress on it, I guess. I assume to watch that is at what point are we not making progress that we don't have a deal? It'll get to court at some point. The legislature is going to have to decide, do we want to keep spending that money on engineering costs, or you've done 100 projects around here. When do you say, we'll keep going forward with that and we're under a lawsuit? But I'm not following that part of that. Dean, I know, is for sure out there. That's a big, big deal. But there's been a lot of talk from senators, especially Senator John Kavanaugh, and others, of how are we spending this money and why. So they widened it, apparently, to handle more cubic feet. But anyway, at the end of the day, Senator Clements said, no, we're not spending it all at once. It's year by year. And if we find out more information that this isn't going to work, we can stop the money. So that's their plan. That would be up to Department of Natural Resources or the Natural Resources Committee, and that would also be under the Appropriations Committee, who gives the money out, and the natural. So whoever the natural resources chairman, they're following closely. And you probably read in your other NARD report that there's been senators went out and toured it, and they walked them all through it and picked up some support. And the governor, of course, is behind it. So long answer, I don't know. But it's under a lot of scrutiny for sure. And there was just a report out today, actually. I think it was today. Was it yesterday? Senator Kavanaugh got it from the Legislative Council. Their own study said this isn't going to work, and so that's going to be a fight coming up, I'm sure.
It won't work because of what?
They just said they looked at
the volume of water wouldn't actually be what the consultant.
Project viable.
They disagreed with the consultant.
I saw that headline, Tim. Who performed that study?
So the legislature has their own counsel to look into issues, study issues, whatever. So you can go ask them for an opinion or a study on certain things. Not an interim study, but and then this is one, Josh, I might have to phone a friend on this one. So when you go in and you ask for that, how he got it back so fast, I don't know. But because I've never used that, you can go in and ask for help. So they took the state employees, looked into it for the legislature, and said, hey, hold on a minute. The way we looked at this, it doesn't work. Well, they're not engineers, right? But they pushed back a little. But how do you get into that?
It's a legislative research office that's for everyone, basically, to use. And he made a request. They're confidential until you... So I don't know when he requested it. It could have been a year ago.
It's been a while back. Yeah. He's on the Natural Resources Committee, too, which is important. And I think part of that, too, they are in this day and age, they are a nonpartisan. We're supposed to just get you the answer, like a Congressional Budget Office or something like that. Yeah. It's supposed to be it, not just call the balls and strikes the way you see them kind of thing. So that just came out. It makes no difference because the budget just passed, and they're not going to change anything at this point.
Gotcha.
So stay tuned, Director Japp. It's going to go on and on.
So it can just go on forever? You said they have to make progress.
It won't go on forever. They're spending money right now, $140 million they can spend on it this next few years. So it'll go forward until they say quit going forward.
So, all right.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Okay, item 9, subcommittee reports. PPO, director.
I'm going to open that up to public comment. I have a lot of different issues with all those different topics you brought up there.
It's just a report. There's no public comment on report.
Yeah.
Well, I have a little bit I'd like to share with you guys anyway. There, you got a few minutes.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
You moved on the additional agenda item. I don't know what the problem is. It's just a report.
If you want to speak maybe at the next meeting, I would suggest that you submit the material that you want to speak about.
Well, it's been a few, like 6 weeks ago when you had it didn't get back to me. Even get back to me on it. So you can't even give me enough credit to get back to me.
I think we emailed back and forth many times, but nonetheless, we're moving on. So.
Well, let's take care of this first, then we'll be
no,
with it.
No, we're moving on to committee reports. We're moving over. All right. Item 9.
Is there another item? Somewhere else on the agenda that I can bring this up there?
I don't know what you're talking about, but
you sure as hell didn't know what I'm talking about.
The answer is no.
$6 million you guys wasted on damn Site 12.
You're out of order. You are out of order. The answer is no. PPO, Director Fred Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the May 9th, 2023 meeting of the Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 9A1, fiscal year 2024 equipment requirements. Recommendation that the proposed fiscal year 2024 equipment requirements be approved subject to funding in the FY 2024 budget. And I so move.
Any public comments on this item?
Yeah.
Staff, directors, Director Bradley.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, just on that line item we talked about on Tuesday, just to reiterate.
And I followed up with some information to.
Okay.
So we'll bring that back during the process and then we'll give you the options that we have.
So there'll be further investigation.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Patrick.
On the Bobcat, is that an annual replacement issue? So we're buying and replacing a Bobcat every year?
It's a lease agreement.
Lease agreement.
It just turns over every year.
Okay.
It's actually a great deal. You get a brand new unit every year.
I thought I've seen the whole. Oh, so I was wondering
what
that arrangement was.
All right. Anyone else? Roll call.
Jacobson.
Yes.
Ellers.
Yes.
Kennington.
Yes.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
And
Sherman. Yes. 9A2, Chalico Hills Recreation Area Soccer Complex Lease. Recommendation that the district enter into a new management/lease agreement with OFC Properties in the amount of $12,000 per year beginning July 1st, 2023 and expiring June 30, 2028 per the items and conditions outlined in the proposed agreement and I so move.
Any public comments on this item? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Jacobson.
Yes.
Ellers.
Yes.
Kennington.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Sherman.
Yes.
9-3, delegation of authority for CRP contract at WP2, recommendation that the following resolution be adopted. Be it resolved that the general manager and the secretary of the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District, Omaha, Nebraska, be authorized to execute documents required to release the Conservation Reserve Program contract with Farm Services Agency. The following motion was introduced and adopted this 11th day of May 2023 by the Board of the Missouri Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District, Omaha, Nebraska. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District, Omaha, Nebraska, resolved that the General Manager and Secretary are authorized and directed to execute any and all documents between the Board of the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District, Omaha, Nebraska, and the Farm Service Agency so as to release any contracts on land purchase for the WP2 flood control project. If the General Manager or the Secretary should change because of an election or other reasons during the processing of the Farm Service Agency documents, the Board of the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District, Omaha, Nebraska, will not need to amend this resolution, so the presiding General Manager and Secretary can sign any form or documents to finalize the Farm Service Agency release of contract. And I so move.
Any public comment on this item? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Yes.
Kingston.
Yes.
Yes.
McCormick.
Yes.
Season.
Yes.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
Complete my report.
Thank you, Director Conley. Item 9B, Finance, Expenditure, and Legal Subcommittee, Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved, the minutes of the May 9, 2023 meeting of the FEL Subcommittee are hereby accepted and incorporated into the minutes, and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 1, accounts over 110%, Washington County Rural Water Professional Services. Recommendation that account 10014400, Washington County Water Professional Services, be allowed to exceed 110% of the budget amount up to a maximum of $40,000, and I so move.
Any public comments on this item? Staff? Directors? Roll call.
Yes.
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 Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Ballard.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes. Thank you, Director Rich Teaser. Item 9C, Ad Hoc Consultant Selection Subcommittee for the RFP for the Pelican Creek Watershed. Director Tim McCormick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be resolved at the minutes of the May 9th, 2023 meeting of the Ad Hoc Consultant Selection Subcommittee, RFP for Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership Management Plan are accepted, incorporated into these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 1, contract with Houston Engineering for Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership Management Plan update. Recommendations that the General Manager be authorized to execute a contract with Houston Engineering Incorporated to provide professional services for the Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership Plan update for a maximum not to exceed fee of $269,958, subject to change deemed necessary by the General Manager and approved to form by the District Legal Counsel. And I so move.
Thank you, Tim. Any public comments on this item? Staff? Directors?
Just very, very quickly.
Sure.
Staff, so the contract is just with Houston, is that right? And so RDG is only involved through Houston. So their scope of work, their service providing is a completely separate arrangement?
It's, they're a subcontractor to Houston.
And so, but our agreement with Houston incorporates everything we expect to happen.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Director Bradley?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was wondering where Houston Engineering's home office may be.
Fargo.
North Dakota. Fargo? I'm not sure. Okay. Just wondering, because Houston, Texas is underwater right now.
Any other questions? Roll call.
Yes.
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 Thompson.
Yes.
Bonnet.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Director McCormick. Item 10, Treasurer's Report, Director Tim Fowler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to take items A through J, Treasurer's Report, all inclusive, and the final financial reports be affixed to and made part of the permanent record. I so move.
Second the motion.
Second by Director Bradley. Roll call.
McCormick.
Yes.
Cesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Connick.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conway.
Aye.
Davidson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Pennington.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Thank you, Director Fowler. Item 11, Chairman's Report. For my report, I'd like to turn it over to Director Thompson and Director Bradley for a brief update on Earth Day and the Arbor Day event you intended down at the Pillion, if that's possible.
Sure, sure. It's baseball season, so I pinch hit for Chairman Sapinski and Earth Day and down Elmwood Park. It was extremely cold, windy, and nasty out. My honor was to give the awards to the five awardees of the Environment of the Year, Youth of the Year, Business of the Year, and if Eric was out there, he can probably help me out if I'm wrong. The plaques were made by the Earth Day Committee, and I read the scripts that they also wrote. One thing I do want to highlight, the Youth Award went to a lady named Mia, and I don't remember her last name, South High School, who convinced them to recycle all their trays that they use in food servers. I think there must be styrofoam. And the irony of that is 30 years ago when I was on a committee for the superintendent of public schools, I brought that up. Oh, we can't recycle styrofoam is what the prior, I don't know how many superintendents ago, said we can't do that. So I read this and I complimented this high school girl to bring that forth and be and accomplish that for South High from here on in, and maybe the other high schools or schools in OPS. I'm looking at Bellevue might even adopt something. If you know anyone, Phil, on Bellevue Public School?
We've actually looked at that many a times. If you go to any school or college.
I wasn't asking a report. I was just looking at you.
her last name's Mia Perales, and she has actually spoke to Bellevue as well. So.
All right. Well, I'm wonderful. That's good to hear. And that makes, you know, we talk about education of our resources. Who knows where she got hooked on the environment, hopefully something like what we do. But that to me was a highlight. And Austin, I give him credit. He stood out there the whole day with stocking cap on, trying to give away trees. And it wasn't a great turnout for Earth Day this year because of the weather. But it was an honor to be there. The usual booths of whatever you want to name it, environmentally speaking. The beer tent wasn't very active, but I didn't bother to go over there. So it was our, you know, we do contribute financially to their cause every year, have been for a lot of years. Fred usually goes. I didn't see Fred. Didn't see.
Not very long. I stopped.
It was cold.
I was going to say, for me and my part of it, the day before Earth Day, my wife dropped her cell phone and shattered it, and her car was at La Vista Toyota. So that was my Saturday. I'm running all over the place.
Oh, you didn't
make it. Yeah, after all that squawking, I had to. She's an MD. She was on call, and it's anyway. So
life happens.
Yeah, I get it. Back up the wife, the spouse.
Then the Arbor Day, I also had the honor to have to turn out the keynote speaker at the Papillion Arbor Day celebration down at Prairie Queen. And they talked about Native Americans and Native trees. And I got the program. I didn't know it was keynote, but I made do. talked about us naming Prairie Queen, our naming rights of future structures, hopefully keeping an eye towards Native Americans. And it was probably colder than Earth Day. I didn't wear a jacket, and that's why all those kids in shorts and T-shirts, how do they work in that freezing weather? But it was cold. Mayor Black introduced me and talked a generality about what the NRD does. I ran into one of Kevin's neighbors. You do great work. So no PPD handed out trees, and I don't know if they got the trees from us or whatever. Do we give them a grant, John? OPPD, they handed out some trees at the... They got their own money, right, Eric? Eric's... No, yeah, they buy trees, too. So, again, it was an honor to represent us in that capacity, and thank you for giving me that.
I appreciate you attending both those very much. So Director Teaser has a question for you, I think.
Jim, I was kind of curious. Earth Day, how did you know the beer tent wasn't very busy?
The stage was here.
And the beer tent was... I could see,
He was eyeing those taps.
Yeah. I was on per diem, so I didn't bother drinking.
Oh, okay.
Well, Jim, you're a fantastic ambassador for the NRD, and we really appreciate you attending both of those events.
Thank you. So,
okay, item 12, General Manager Report, John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Information education highlights are attached. We wanted to thank Jim, obviously, for stepping in and presenting those awards at Earth Day. Personnel miscellaneous items. I want to thank Congressman Mike Flood and Senator Fisher. They submitted a community project funding request, formerly known as an earmark, quote unquote, for a pump station near Offutt Air Force Base. This will allow for not only in times of flooding, but also just when we get high precipitation, especially when some of our storm culverts are closed because of the high water in the Missouri. This will allow us to pump that area away from the base. There's a OPPD electrical substation, and then there's an area for some affordable housing that Bellevue is interested in creating, as well as it protects the Bellevue's public works yards down there. So we'd like to thank the Congressman and Senator Fisher. They've submitted requests for $3.9 million. And now Senator Fisher's on the Appropriations Committee in the Senate. So this is the first time that she's ever submitted a community funded project request for us. So also Congressman Flood, since he sent a letter, you can tell he's a freshman congressman because the others, they don't send you anything. They just send you an email. Yeah, we submitted this. So we want to thank them for that. We did receive a letter of thanks from the city of Fort Calhoun for providing a grant for $77,100 to go toward their Adams Park Trail project. Also, we'd like to thank Ian. We've got a time-lapse video of our NRD staff and our consultant, Houston Engineering, putting together the railroad closure structure that will, as part of the R613 project. Before, we used to have to basically cut this off with sandbags and dirt and a cover, and it took a long time. And if you see here, this system is all in place. It's basically aluminum stop logs and with their a rubber gasket on the bottom. And as you can see, it's quite efficient to put up and down. This is the first time that we've done it. We had the consultants there to kind of direct us through it. The video is about a minute 47, and I told Bill with practice we can get it under a minute 30. So,
Those are our
employees, and as well as the contractor, Graham Construction was there too to help. But these are mostly our guys, and they're showing us how to do it. Then here it comes, we're taking it back down.
Is there something between the tracks?
Yeah. So there's structures there. Those concrete structures are permanent. And then all of the metal, the aluminum, that is what's used to put up the rest of it. So it's in place, ready to go. And then when, in fact, we have to do that. Now we put it on a trailer, and the city of Bellevue allows us to store it at their public works yard in a garage. So it's down there, ready to go when we need it. So we can just go down, hook it up, take it down there. So.
Before, when we used to do this, they had to take the tracks out.
Yeah, they had to cut the tracks.
So, take the
does the bottom stop log follow the contour of the trail, or does it appear to be just a gap?
Well, the bottom is it's a 3D imaged piece. Is that correct, Amanda?
So we're totally missing different.
We're missing the very bottom.
In this, our demo, we don't have it yet.
Okay, it's coming.
They poured matching just the tracks and all of that. So that would go first, and then
That was my question.
Right.
Yeah, same question.
Yeah. And then that goes into the tracks, and then, of course, and benefit to the railroad is obviously you don't have to cut the tracks because then they'd have to come in and repair those.
They were.
If you remember 2019, we didn't have time to cut, and so we were literally dumping rock over the side of the bridge to try to cut that water off. And so this will save a tremendous amount of time and effort, and it obviously speed our time to respond to any type of disaster. But this is the final piece of that project. We still have some punch list items, so this was kind of the final piece that we needed to get done.
Yeah, I had a question.
Yeah.
Are we the ones always responsible for putting that wall up then?
Yes.
NRD is always?
Okay. Yep.
It's our wall.
Okay. Well, obviously,
hands on deck if we need to put that back up.
Exactly.
And you would probably get a lot of help from whoever you needed at that point.
Well, and one thing about it, so we marked it, with the sections, as you can see, the paint there. We have this video, and then also we have an operations manual. I mean, there may be, this might not ever get put up in, who knows, 10 years, might get put up next year, or it might be 15 years, but we wanted to document the fact that if the rest of us aren't here, that someone can pick that up and say, okay, this is how it's done. So
what about the railroads? Do they just... Do we get permission or?
Well, so you have to, you'd have to communicate with the railroad and say, hey, we're you need to close your tracks because there's a flood event and we're going to do this.
You've got an easement with them and then an operating management agreement where you need to notice. Because they need to notice stop trains and things like that.
Right.
And they can be rather incorrigible.
So yeah.
They're happy about this.
Because it's going to not keep them shut down so long.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
So
yeah.
They're
And the railroad was there. They closed the tracks for us, and they had flagmen on site. And so, yeah, they were very cooperative. They worked with us.
So you have to install this wall before the flood gets there. Is there anticipate pushback from the railroad? Well, the flood's not here yet. And,
you know, they've always been – go ahead, Brian.
You worked with the railroad consultant, and there's metrics that – we would notify them, like, all right, the height
stages,
of...
stages, probably.
Yeah, so there's triggering metrics that the railroad agrees, okay, you can put the wall. It's not a, hey, can we go do this? It's, we've hit these metrics, we're going to put the wall in.
Right.
You're able to say that we have an event, we're putting the wall in?
Yep, and it meets these metrics that are pre-agreed to, and so...
Yep.
As part of the agreement.
Is that the only location?
Yeah, we do have another structure farther south. The other the stop logs that
this is the
biggest and most modern. We have another one.
Why aren't we storing those metal pieces on site?
We are. Well, you don't want to store them on site because they will be stolen.
Yeah.
They're made of aluminum.
Of course,
yeah, they're made of aluminum. They won't, and like the consultant goes, you leave them, they're gone, and either they take them all or they take the majority of them. Then you have nothing to install. Sure. So Bellevue City of Bellevue's been great to work with. They said, yeah, well, you can put them in this secure location, and they're minutes away, so it won't take long to get there.
So let's hope they get dusty.
I do too, yeah. I mean, we'll inspect the rubber, the gaskets every year, and we've got a plan if they get bad to replace them, so we'll keep it up. But it was a very cool system. It worked. Actually, to do it first time, it worked really well. So,
yeah.
And we'll have practice. I think we'll do practice sessions with the O&M manual, things like that. So if you're not doing anything one day, we'll go down and build the wall. Okay. Also, just to let you know, the groundbreaking for the Baby Bob, I did send an email on that. A couple of them, the times were... So that has been canceled. That's been pushed back to the fall. They're delaying construction. We found out today, Phil and I attended Back to the River meeting, so I'll let you know when that is, when they reschedule that. Also, report on purchases, construction services, professional service, personal properties attached, as well as the current ongoing project with the District Legal Counsel. The partnership subcommittee meeting took place April 27th, and the minutes are attached. Next meeting is scheduled for Thursday, May 25th. Final item, we'll be starting the budget process in earnest at the end of May, so we've got budget meetings coming up, and then so we'll start going through that again. But if you have any other questions, let me know. All right, thank you.
Well done, GM Winkler. Item 13, informational items. Please note the e-waste recycling locations. That's pretty cool.
The offices will be closed for Juneteenth and, of course, Memorial Day, May 29th. And our next meetings there are on June 6th and 8th. With that being said, if there's nothing else to discuss, we are adjourned.